says there that Warren Shamas there says that why did the Rashbi have to go and hide? Because when the Rashbi heard Rabbi Yehuda, there was Mishabeach, all the nice Gesharim and the Shivokim that the Romans built. As the Rashbi said, Leitiknu el Tzarech Atzmam, Shivokim Lohishabem is Azoinus, and Gesharim to take Meches, or whatever. And then, because of that, the word went around to the Malchus, and he had to go and hide. So the question is, Mashma from this Gemara, that the Rashbi is the one that is Megala what their real intentions are. At the end of the day, they built nice bridges. At the end of the day, they built nice marketplaces. No, you can go, instead of shtipping in Machne Yehuda, you can go bright and buy food for Shabbos. What did the Rashbi have to hack them? So say that Rabbi Yehuda was a heligatana. He wasn't stum saying the. He's stum saying, say that, tikkun shvokim. You can deny the fact that they're nice. You can deny. No, he's got to be Megala that they built the shvokim to loyishu sham zoynus and everything. He's Megala what was going on lifnai v'lifnim in their hearts. What's the sod? The Rashbi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and other one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that remained. So we'll discuss a bit the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, who comes from Yaakov, as we always discuss from the Ari. And then one understands Ashtikul what's going on in these days. There's Yaakov and Esav, and Rome we know comes from Esav. So Yaakov and Esav, and Rabbi Akiva and Rome is basically the same thing. Rome comes from Esav, Rabbi Akiva comes from Yaakov. Akiva and Yaakov, the same letters. So it's basically, we have to go back to Yaakov and Esav to understand what's going on between Rabbi Akiva and Rome. Medrash says that Esav is like a chazir. Why is Esav like a chazir? Because a chazir, a pig, has split feet, and he's marav mibachutz, that he's a behemah kasher, but he's not a malageir. So what's inside is not kosher, what's inside is treif. But because he's got one simon, so he's poishet the slofov, Chazal say, right? He's poishet the slofov, and he shows that he has a simon taharet, even though inside him he's tomei. The yisod of Esav is that you can make a wall between the inside and the outside, and therefore you can show on the outside that you're somebody, and on the inside you're bechal somebody else. There's a period between the inside and the outside. So he makes like a mechitza mavdelis between the inside and the outside. The man on the outside, I've been the grace of tzaddik, and on the inside, I'm not malageir, I'm a rosh. That's the sod of Esav. It says that Esav is kitzayid bepiv. That's the sod of being somebody who's tzayid bepiv. Tzayid bepiv, what's the pshat? He's tzayid bepiv. He's a swindler. What's going to do the piv over here? What's the tzayid bepiv over here? The vat is that dibur, peh, is megala the pnim. When you speak, you megala what's going on inside you. So dibur, be'etzem, dibur is be'etzem against Rome and Esav, right? That's why a person speaks comes up from his neck, and that's why Esav's neck was chopped off, because he was pointed, because the whole thought of Dibur is it's Megala the Pnim. Esav doesn't want to be Megala the Pnim. Bifnim, he's not Malagera. Bifnim, he's Treif. He wants there to be no gilui of what's going on inside. Nobody should discover the inside story. Everybody should only see me on the outside, that I have split feet. That's Esav. But the peh is Megala. So his tzayid was chal on the peh. That's the vodki tzayid bepiv. Yaakov Avinu, we know, is Yaakov Avinu is the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. The Yizilan Shemei, because Rekiba is the sod of Torah Shebal Peh. I'm not going to announce another whole Shem, Pashas Vayechi. This tomorrow, the biggest Yaakov Galus is a Kates. That's Torah. That's Ari. Yeah, there's two Nitzis and Neshamas of Yaakov Avinu. There's Rabbi Kiva and there's Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Nasi is Rosh Hatev, is Neshamas of Yaakov Avinu. They're both Megala Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Kitz and Yaakov Avinu is the Shorish of the Shorish of Torah Shebal Peh. What's the bottom? Why is it called Torah Shebal Peh? Obviously, partially because it was given over Masorah not to write. Shor Torah Shebal Peh Yesh Lechtev. It's more than that. Torah Shebal Peh is Megala Shorish of the Yidis Torah. The pez megala what's going on inside. So the pez megala what's going on inside. So the pez megala that the pinim of the Yid is Torah. That's called Torah Shabbat. the peh is megale, that inside the yid is aguta. It's a tifi yisov. Esav makes that wall between the inside and the outside for two reasons. Number one, because he's rotten on the inside, and he looks good on the outside. So Meli wants to make a wall that he shouldn't see that he's rotten on the inside. Esav has a wall for another reason as well. Klal Yisrael can be choytim on the outside. Shchor ani v'novo, says in Shir HaShirim. Even though I'm shchor ani, but inside I'm beautiful. But when there's a wall, you don't see the inside. So Esav wants a wall for two reasons. To megala the treifa pnim of his. To cover over the treifa pnim of his. And also to mechasa the helig pnim of Klal Yisrael. And then he can be mekatrig. Esav Amalek are mekatrigim. Homon was a denutrin of Balash and Balash and Hara. They are the big mekatrigim of Klal Yisrael. If the Rebbein Shlom sees as the Yid is a gut on the inside, so that's what Esau is trying to stop. Torah Shebal Peh shows that I have Torah inside me. It's Megala and Pnim is Torah. Like Reb Tzadik says, Kim Soyos Hashem Chef Tzoy, or Soyos Soy Yegayim, or Soyos Hashem, or Soyos Shbiksaf, or Soyos Soy. In other words, the person's Torah, the person's full of Torah, that's the Pnim is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Megala that the Yid is a gut. By the way, that's why we know the Lucha Shnius, Reb Tzadik says, is the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh. The Lucha Shnius was given, was brought down in Yom Kippur. We just said one reason, now we've got another reason. Because Yom Kippur is the time to be Megala, what's going on in the inside story. How do I know Yom Kippur is the time to be Megala, what's going on in the inside story? Because in Yom Kippur, he went into the inside story. He went Belefnai Belefnim. He went Lefnai Belefnim. And when he came out, Emes Maneh Dahoya Kohen Godl. He looked beautiful. His face was shining, kabara, kachitzai, the whole thing that you sing afterwards. Pnim, upon him of a person, is pnim, it's megala his pnim. Upon him is megala the pnim. The peh l'moshel is at the bottom of the face. The lower the face, it's the malchus, peh is malchus. It's the malchus of the ponim. Malchus is always the gilui of everything, right? Malchus is always the, when that thing comes, there's galus. The bepoil, there's galus. So the peh is this galus of the pnim? It's the malchus of the face. The face is the pnim, and the bear is megala the pnim. So Meila, therefore, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he came out with a beautiful face. He came out with a gilui pnim. What did the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's where you see the pnimius of the yid. If you want to see the pnimius of the yid, you've got to get rid of Esau first, because Esau makes a mechitza. Got to send the Azazel. It was connected Esau away. And then when you send the Seil HaZazel, you can take the Soil Hashem into the Kodesh Kodashim, that's Klal Yisrael. Medrash says, Soil Hashem is Yaakov, and Soil HaZazel is Esau. And then really, you come out of there, the Mesh Chochma says that, Mesh Chochma, it's Agav, by the way, Mesh Chochma says that in the first base of Medrash, where they had Nevuah, nobody came to see the coin, the Avoid of Yom HaKippur. It was a quiet day. Mesh Chochma, and then last week's parasha, says it was a very quiet day. Kohen Gadol did his, nobody came to look at him. Nobody came to look at the Avodah. So still a talk. Yom Kippur. He did what he had to do. He's Mechabal Klai Yisrael. The second Bissam English, but they didn't have Nevuah. So the closest they could see a Heliger Tzura, like a Novi, is the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. So they used to come and see the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. So Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, and the Mice is Megala, what's going on inside. He came out, in other words, what was the whole Avodah of Yom Kippurim? The whole Avodah of Yom Kippurim is to go in and to go out. That's why when the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Gadol went thing, there was a problem of the in and out. They weren't nichnas v'yotze b'shalom, not always. If they're on the Madriga and the Mechabah v'Klal Yisrael, they were nichnas v'yotze b'shalom. What's the soda being nichnas v'yotze b'shalom? Well, you take away the mechitza. When you take away the mechitza, so then there's a nichnas v'yotze. Then you go in and out. When there's a mechitza, when the fnaya and the chutz is different, so then there's a problem of going in. If you belong to the oil mechitza, and if you belong to Esav, but there's a problem with your pnim, so then it's dangerous to go into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaKadosh. But Yom HaKippurim is a day where the mechitza has to drop. When the mechitza is dropped, you see the inside of Esav. Inside of Esav, off to the Soil HaZazel, off to the mountain. You see the pnim of Klal Yisrael. That's Emes Maneh, the pnim of the Kohen Gadol when he came out. So maybe that's when he came down with the Lucha Shnius. Lucha Shnius is the Torah is the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh, as Reb Tzadik says, Psal Lecha. Psal Lecha means it's got to come from you, because now you've got to be Megala your Pnim. Torah Shebal Peh is Megala the Yitz Pnim. Torah Shebal Peh is Megala that the Yitz Pnim is Kodesh, the Yitz Pnim is Torah. Yaakov Avinu is the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. He's Megala that there's no Pnim and there's no Chutz. He's Megala the Pnim. So Yaakov, Anoichi Erdem Chometzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gamola. Yaakov Avinu there's no Astaris. I'm not going into it now. He was Masakin Tulus Arvis. Laila's is Mon of Hester. Yaakov Avinu didn't have Hestorim. He didn't have a Hester. He was Masakin Tulus Arvis. Tfilas, you say, Baruch Ato, Yoimid Lefni Hashem. Yaakov Avinu doesn't, he's a Nichnas V'yotza B'Shalom. Who else do we know in history is a Nichnas V'yotza B'Shalom? Gemara Chagig in the second pair. Abra Shenichnas to the Paradis. And there's only one that was Nichnas V'Shalom, V'yotza B'Shalom. Who is that? That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a Sher Shetor Shebel Peh. So Nichnas V'Shalom, V'yotza B'Shalom means that you see the Pnim. That's the biggest Kenegel Esav. That's Nichnas V'Shalom, V'yotza B'Shalom. When you megala what the Pnim of the Yid is, that's what Nichnas V'Shalom, V'yotza B'Shalom is. That's the Shor Shetor Shebel Peh. So Mela, therefore, that's how you fight Rome. Rome comes from Esav. Esav is a tzayid b'piv. So Mela, therefore, Esav always looks nice on the outside. Says the Rashbi, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, like Tikno, what are you looking on the outside? What are you looking at his hoofs? At his feet? What are you looking at as Rome split feet for? They built beautiful zachen, nice this, a nice shvokim. Well, why are you looking at the split feet? Look if they're malagera. Look where their pnimistik kavona is. Their pnimistik kavona is kulei ra. The pnimistik kavona is kulei ra. Is loyish v'sham zaynus. He was megala. The Rashbi, somebody's megala. That's the whole vote. The Rashbi wants to be megala. The Rashbi, the pnimis ha-toira, sisri ha-toira kabbalah, is to break this mechitza between nigla and nista. That's why it's Yidua, the Rebbe Shimba. Rebbe Shimba Yechoy is the man d'Amar, is Dorish Tam of the Kro. And he's Dorish Tam of the Kro, even Halacha, and not only Halacha, even Lahokel. The other Tanam would argue, you can't be Dorish Tam of the Kro, Lahokel Asher Lahachmet, but Dorish Tam of the Kro, you should learn Halacha, that time is the Pnimis of the Pesuk. The Rashbi works, there's no inside and outside. Rashbi is Timi Megala the Pnim, Timi Megala the Pnim, that the Nigla and the Nista should be Hainu Hach. That's the dagger of the Rashbi. So that's what the Rashbi did. He's Megala the Pnim of the Romans, and he's Megala the Pnim, Lahavdil Megala the Pnim of his Lichten Yedeid. That's why he's a Talmud Rebbe Akiva, a Shor Shel Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Be'etzem the Torah that comes from within. It's like a Pnimis of Torah. And he's Megala Torah of Kabbalah, which is the Inyan of to be Moitzi Elachutz. That's why you make Madura, it's the Or that comes made through the Choshech. There's no more Astoris anymore. That's what the Rashbi is Megala Soidus. He's Megala the Soidus HaTorah. He's Megala the Soidus HaTorah. And that's why the Rashbi was said that on the day of his Petira, where he's Megala Moedik Soidus HaTorah, on the Yom Petirasoi, it's Yom HaSimcha. Chas Tzoyfa, others, they say, why is it Yom HaSimcha? It's a Yotz, it's not a Yom HaSimcha. The vote is that Simcha is always when there's no steer between the Pnim and the Chutz. Simcha is ain't simcha kataras asveikas. When there's a steer between the chutz and the pnim, then the sveikas ain't simcha kataras asveikas. Purim is nechnas yain yotza soid. No, so if you megala the soid, this means you megala what goes on in the inside story. And maybe there's no, it's a nechnas v'shalom yotza v'shalom matzav. A nechnas v'shalom yotza v'shalom shows that there's no wall between the pnim and the chutz. You can just go in and out. You can be nechnas v'shalom yotza v'shalom. If you can be nechnas v'shalom yotza v'shalom, then it's a day of simcha. And that was the Rashbi who was Megala the Torah, then that was the Inyan of Simcha, that the Rashbi was Megala on that thing. And that's why the whole Inyan of the Rashbi with that story is a Mesechet Shabbos. Mesechet Shabbos is the Inyan of Eina Dime Mo'er Pono Shladom Shabbos and Mo'er Pono Shladom during the week. A person Shem Shabbos is a certain Mo'er Pono. Shabbos is a certain Mo'er Pono of a person. The Mo'er Pono of a person Shabbos is Megala that his Pnim is good. Megala this pnim is good, so that spills over, that there's no steer anymore between the pnim and the chitza. That's why the Neshomi Seir on Shabbos enables you to eat more Rashi and Beitza. Because there's no steer. Shabbos is a time where you megala the eats pnim. When you megala the eats pnim, so then it spills over, then the chutz and the pnim are working together. So the chutz is eating, the pnim is the neshama, and the neshama it's it says one Yerushalmi, I think, says Leinet No Shabbos Elak Lecha V'Lishtois. Another place says Elak Kedei Lasik B'Toyer. It's Megala. It's a Nichnas V'Shalom V'Yatzeh V'Shalom. So you can eat and you can learn Toyer. It's can steer. It's only a steerer by Esau. Where he's on the chutz, he eats like who he is. He's got steerers. By Yid, there's no steerers. So by Yid, the Shabbos is a matzav of Nichnas V'Shalom V'Yatzeh V'Shalom. You can go, you can eat your Shabbos meal, and boy, b'shal eating Shabbos meal, you can learn Torah, and Shemiris and Shishkoches. It's all Hainu Hach, it's a Shleimus of Shalom. And especially Bema Madlikin, Bema Madlikin, which discussed in the Neres of Shabbos. The Neres of Shabbos is a Chasam Soiv, is Megala, the Neshama of a person. It's Megala, the Neshama of the person. In that Perik, in Shabbos, is the whole the matzav of the story of the Rashbi, the Romans. Esau is always to make a period between the Pnim and the Pnim, and between the Pnim and the Chutz for himself, and to be Mekatru Ganin. So through learning Pnim is Atari, you Megala the Pnim is good, you let the Pnim spill over into the Chutz, and the person lives his Gashmistic life, Alpi Pnim is Atari. So then, that's a matzav of Nechaz B'Shalom, Yatz B'Shalom. And that's the simcha of the Rashbi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And the second time he came out of the Ma'ara, he was also a Kiva, B'chinas Nechnas V'yatzim Shalom. He could be soluble people. And he's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was a Nechnas V'shalom, V'yatzim Shalom, who was a Shoresh Nishmas of Rabbi Akiva, who's a Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, Avnoi Chielcha Gamala, Yaakov Inuz, Vayova Yaakov Shalom, Shalom Begufa, Shalom Bevamoyne, Shalom Betairasoi, Yaakov Inuz, a Nechnas V'shalom, and he's a Yatz V'shalom. He lived by love, and all the Nisyanis he went to, he was a Nechnas V'yatzai, he came out without Pega. Shalom Begufe, Shalom Terasa, Shalom Bevamoyne. That's the schus and that's the koyach that he gets. He gets in Lag BaOmer. There's a hope for him. Shabbosaychem Eretz Hashem to be kalim for the Oyres. Shabbosaychem that the Oyres and the Kainah should become one. To Olam HaTikun B'meir B'Yameinu Amen. In Sukkah, the Rashbi says, Yecholni Liftos Kol Olam Kulei Min Adin.
Right. Oh, but there is talking
in Yon. No, I'm saying stam. It's the same vote. Yecholni Liftos, I can patter the whole Olam Min Adin. How does the Rashbi patter everybody Min Adin? Because the Rashbi is the one who's Megala the Pnim of Yid. One is Megala the Pnim of Yid. It's all avoid of Yom Kippurim to Megala the Pnim. Just like in Yom Kippurim, there's a Kapora. That's why it says, Ba Yechoy B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's a Kodesh Kadoshim Dika. Why is he a Kodesh Kadoshim Dika? Because just like when the Kohen God went into the Kodesh, once you Megala the Pnim of the Yid, so he's part of Min Adin, Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. Only if you, in Mekabel, the Pnim still to become a Nechnas V'Shalom V'Yotzer Shalom Dika Yid. So then once you Megala the Pnim is still Kulei Kodesh, you become Nechnas V'Shalom V'Yotzer B'Shalom. So that's the same Rashbi that says, Yechol Ani Liftes HaKodem Min Adin, and Kedai Etn Rashbi, Lismachol HaBishas HaTchak. My Rashbi the Koel, the Rashbi covers all the Yid, every Yid is good. It's the same Rashbi that says a person can pat himself from the Yomash Sefer Torah and Picha, the Yomash Leom Elai, the Rashbi says you can pat yourself the Krishma Shal Shachas, Krishma Shal Aris. Rashbi's going on all the Yid, and why Dafka Krishma? The Rashbi is very much a Krishmas, the Krishma Dika. The whole Krishna Dika is a Nechnas Hashem, Yatsa Hashem Dika Matzav. When you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekena, Hashem Echad, then you're Nechnas, you're going into the paradise. And then when you come out again, then you're B'Shiv Tocho B'Visacho, B'Lech Tocho V'Derecho, B'Shach B'Chov Kamekad, B'Kamekad Dika. That's the Yatsa Hashem. In other words, it's not a stereo. So the whole Krishna is a Nechnas Hashem, Yatsa Hashem Dika Matzav. So the Rashbi is a Nechnas Hashem, Yatsa Hashem Dika Matzav. When he came out the first time, he wasn't exactly. He came out the second time, he was in Nechnas Hashem V'yotzeh B'shalom D'gematzev. And that's the Rashbi that says that you can pat yourself in Krishma Shachris V'Aris.
He represents which Eden?
He represents all the Eden. And those, even the Eden have only got time to learn Krishma Shachris, Krishma Shulavis, because he's Megala, the Nechnas Hashem V'yotzeh B'shalom. Once you Megala the Nechnas Hashem V'yotzeh B'shalom D'gematzev, then all the Eden. You Megala the Kedush of all Yidin, and you bring his Kodesh, every Yid Kodesh HaKadoshim to him. So one Yid his Kodesh HaKadoshim is to say Krishma Shachas V'Arabis. So the Rashi is Megala the Nechnas Hashem V'yatz V'Shem of every Yid.
He gave that
Heter. He was Megala that Nakuda. He was Megala that Nakuda. He was Megala the Nakuda of Torah Shabbat Peh in every single Yid. Always Krishma, always discussed that Krishma is vague, that I think we've learned it before already, that the side of Torah, that the side of Torah Shabbat Peh in Torah Shabbat Peh is Krishma. And that's why Torah Shabbat Peh begins by Masa Kari Neshama. Because that's exactly what we're saying. It's the being Megala, the Kodesh Kodesh, and the Chelek HaTorah in every Eid. So that's the Rashmi. That's the Kedai Lismachal HaMashah Sadchak. If there wouldn't be any mechitza mavdalas, then nobody can be mekatrig on a yid. If everyone sees the pnim of yid, the Rashi wants there to be a mechitza in a way, because he wants the yid to work in himself. Now he can't, yid can't say, I won't do anything, look at my pnim and it's all okay. He's got to be mochiach, that there's a shalom, that there's a communication between the pnim and the chutz. So therefore it's a chutz. Once a year the Rashi is megala, like the Kodesh Kadosh is megala, and you take away that, as any Megala, the Nechmas B'Shalom, the Yitz B'Shalom.
That's something I was patient as I said to him, I don't know. אל תסתכל ככה שאני לובש ככה, אני בפנים. So I'm like Ba'omer, they could say that.
That's how they come to like what to me wrong.
Okay, I'm tired of it.
I'm out of this.